Hamish Galletly from the Wyo Speeches. Hamish, good morning. How are you?
Morning. How are you?
I'm really, really good. So you're up Wyo way at the moment, aren't you, Hamish?
Yeah, correct. We're actually got a day's tailing ahead of us, so just getting ready for that, yeah.
Isn't that just amazing? You know, there's a lot, we speak to a lot of people in their cars on the way into the city for work and other bits and pieces, and you're going to be out there tailing in a paddock somewhere. Isn't that just North Canterbury in itself? It's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we've got a great day for it too, because it was a bit miserable over the last couple of days, so we can't complain.
Well, yeah. Look, no one listens if you complain anyway, Hamish, but let's not complain too much about it. Last year, I went up to the Wyo Speeches, and I was sort of incognito. I sort of hung around a wee bit, but I did have a decent look around, and it's coming up again next weekend on the 18th. Now, describe, give us a bit of a rundown on what people can expect if you were going to go to the Speeches.
Well, just a family-friendly day, to be honest. We've got water slides, bouncy castles and lolly scrambles, and like the big-ticket items, we've got some really gun shearers shearing some sheep really quickly.
These guys are athletes, aren't they?
Oh, incredible. Yeah, last year we had Jack Fakin there, and he's a record holder, so yeah, we've got some really high athletes there, yep.
Absolutely. These guys can, well, some of the guns can go through 400, 500, 600 sheep in a day. That's in 8 hours. We won't see that many going on, but you've got...
No, but they might be shearing a sheep in under 20 seconds, so, you know, like, that's incredible to watch that, yeah.
Under 20 seconds? Really?
Yep, like some speeches will be sort of getting around that 18 seconds, yeah.
Okay,
yep,
okay.
No, they can smack them out, yeah.
From right now, bam, just right now, okay? I'm looking at a time and timing. You're saying 18 seconds. This is just quite incredible.
Yep.
Okay, so the speeches, what time do they start?
We've got a 2 p.m. kickoff, and we'll just, so we don't actually know how many shearers we're going to have. They sort of roll in, but we'll pick this weekend because it's
18
show
seconds.
Weekend. But
18 seconds, yep. Just there. That's a sheep done.
There you go. There's a sheep out the gate already.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible, eh? But yeah, we've picked this weekend because we've got the Christchurch show happening, and a lot of shearers come down for that, and we're hoping that a few of them get enticed to our speech here. There's a bit of prize money up for grabs, so it makes it a bit attractive, and we've actually got some really good spot prizes this year. We're trying to up the game there, so we've actually got a handpiece for worth over $700. So,
grief, yep.
Yeah, some cool prizes.
Brilliant, brilliant stuff. Oh, that's fantastic. If you are a shearer and you're doing nothing next the 18th, then why not? Give it a go. Where do you enter? Is it entering on the day? Is that right?
Yeah, on the day, we'll have that well marked out, and there'll be a couple of lovely people to greet the shearers and write down their category and enter them in what they want to be, yeah.
Okay, Hamish, quick question. The Wyo Rugby Club, is that actually still in operation, or have you merged with the Hidden? Is that what's happened?
We're affiliated with Hiranui Rugby now, so all the players play under that banner. But we still see it. We've got a cool facility up there, and we're just a small committee trying to keep that facility open for other events and people to enjoy. So we just had the fireworks last weekend.
Yep.
Oh, this weekend just been actually. Yep. So yep.
It is actually an asset in North Canterbury, the Wyo Rugby Club grounds. Now, just a bit of a description, if you're coming in from, say, State Highway, on the way to Hanmer Springs, you're coming into Wyo that way, over the one-lane bridge, a couple of passing lanes and that sort of thing. It's fantastic. You just keep going straight, don't you?
Keep going straight towards Alita Road.
Alita Road.
Alita, yep. That's the road that goes over to Cheviot. And just as you climb up on the hill where the sports reserve on the right,
yep.
And you'll head up there, and you get a great view of the township and the Wyo River. It really is a great spot to enjoy a couple of beers. The bar will be open.
Yep.
And a bit of tucker. We'll have plenty of barbecues, and yeah, just come up and enjoy yourself and watch some really great shearing. Yeah.
You can park up on the bank as well and have a decent look, and look out for the take some togs with you and a towel, because the Volunteer Fire Brigade last year, they set up this polystyrene on the bank and just fired water and, I don't know, some dishwashing liquid, I don't know, but the kids were just going straight down. It was amazing. Brilliant stuff to watch. So you never...
Yeah, they're again there, Kerry. So, yep, make sure the togs are thrown in, yep.
Hey, Mitch, it's so good to have a chat to you. The organiser or part of the committee from the Wyo Speech is a fundraiser for the Rugby Club. Look, seriously, we'll be up there again. We'll come up and have a look, and I'll try and find you in the possibly in the booth. Who knows? But we'll certainly make myself known, Hamish. And good luck to you and the organising committee and the Wyo Speeches. If you're doing nothing next Saturday, head on up.
Thank you very much.
Compass FM.